language problems. When there's just no word for it. Most words and expressions can be translated into other languages fairly easily. But sometimes the idea or concept doesn't exist in the other language, and then it gets more complicated. Take the case of the Portuguese word saudade. This is used to describe the feeling you get when someone has gone away, a type of sadness and nostalgia for someone who is no longer with you. Interestingly, there's no one word equivalent for this in English. In fact, it would be difficult to translate the term without using several words. Similarly, there's no easy translation into English for the Scandinavian terms farmor, a paternal grandmother, and farfar, a paternal grandfather, and mormor, a maternal grandmother, and morfar, a maternal grandfather. We'd probably say something like, my mum's dad, or my dad's dad. Sometimes we need to borrow words or expressions from other languages. These terms are known as loan words. For example, some English people use the French expression bon appétit, literally good appetite, just before they're about to eat. Of course, there are terms in English such as enjoy your meal or have a good meal, but they aren't quite the same. Another example of a loan word is the German term Schadenfreude. This is used to describe a feeling of happiness or joy that you may have when someone else suffers. For example, you may experience Schadenfreude if one of your enemies does really badly in an exam. There's no one word in English which sums all that up, so we use the German word. Sometimes words don't exist in certain languages because they aren't needed. Linguistic experts have recently discovered that an Amazonian tribe has no word in its language for time. People of the Amandawa tribe simply don't refer to hours, days, months, or years because the words aren't in their vocabulary. They don't even say how old they are, but instead give names to different stages in their lives. However, they've probably got thousands of words for plants and animals that we'd never understand. Are there any words or expressions in your language that are difficult to translate into English?